ABC Radio Australia.
Today, Micronesian leaders will meet virtually to discuss last week's divisive vote for the forum's new Secretary-General, which was won by Cook Islands candidate, its former Prime Minister, Henry Puna. The Micronesian subgroup have been threatening to leave PIF because they claim fellow Pacific leaders failed to follow a gentleman's agreement, which would have seen their candidate in the top job. Palau has now sent a diplomatic note to Fiji advising that it will be terminating its participation in PIF and that it will also be closing its embassy in Fiji at the end of the month. Palau's President Sarungo Whips Jr. says he's following through on that threat because trust was broken. He also claims Australia could have played a pivotal role in the vote, but he's accused it of not being on Micronesia's side. The President spoke with ABC's foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.
I think we were very clear from the beginning of this whole process that, first of all, we were, as the Micronesian president decided in the communique in Palau late last year, that the PIF should honor the gentleman's agreement. And if not, then we have to take action. And that action was to move away from PIF because the gentleman's agreement, in our view, was an important strategy, I think, that our leaders in the past had in keeping the Pacific together. I mean, that's exactly why, for example, the Festival of Pacific Arts rotates around every island. That's why the Pacific Island Forum rotates around every island. The mini games rotates around every island. It's about bringing these countries together. And by forcing a vote, at the end of the day, you've divided the Pacific. And, you know, in the spirit of unity in the Pacific way, Micronesia put forward the fact that we should honor the gentleman's agreement. Majority ruled. Majority decided that they don't want to honor it. They somehow forgot about it, which is very disappointing. I was really disappointed to hear many leaders say they forgot about it or they never heard of it. And that's just, it's sad to hear. And I think the most important part of any organization is trust and integrity. And when you've lost that, it's hard to bring people together. I am just following through on what the commitments of the communique that the Micronesian leaders put forth, which was if the results are what they have been, then we have to take action. So I'm just following my commitment, or Palau's commitment, in our communique with my Micronesian brother, because I believe that I should support them because this is something we firmly believed in and we were committed to it. And all our Pacific brothers know it and they should have upheld it, but they didn't. And I think that the decision is clear to us of where to go.
So how about your fellow Micronesian nations? The threat was made by several nations. At this stage, you're the only leader to have formally announced that that you will be pulling out of the Pacific Islands Forum. I understand the other leaders, you'll meet with them. Do you anticipate?
We all agreed, and I am honoring our Palau's commitment to our Micronesian brothers. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that, sir. But as of yet, as I understand it, Palau is the only nation to have formally made that decision or formally announced that decision. Do you expect that other Micronesian nations will now follow suit?
We are meeting, and as a group, I will let them know that I am honoring our commitments and I am doing what it was asked in the communique. And I would hope that we're all together on this, because that's what was said. So that's, as a new president, I always believe that we should always honor our commitment. We should act with integrity, and that's the direction that we've been taking. So, yeah.
And what for the future? Will you now try and set up a new sub-regional permanent body of some description for Micronesian nations?
Well, we already have a Micronesian island forum.
Isn't that under the auspices of PIF, though, sir?
Is it under the auspices of PIF?
I stand to be corrected.
I
guess that was my understanding of it, but I defer to your knowledge here, obviously.
Well, I think it's the idea is to feed in PIF, right? But as you know, the Micronesian Island Forum includes islands like Guam and Saipan, which are not included in PIF. which is also makes for interesting discussion, because if we are PIF, either we decide that there are countries that actually are members of the UN, or we're going to allow everybody in, which we now have met, that are countries that are, or islands that aren't members of the UN, but are part of PIF. But then American Samoa, for example, Guam, and the CNMI, Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, are not part of it. The state of Hawaii. So it depends on how we look at the region. And I think if we're going to be inclusive, let's be inclusive. But the way, from coming from the outside, it's not really inclusive. It's inclusive to the benefits of some and to the detriment of others. So we added membership, and then now we're going to vote regions, and then we'll stop. Yes, we've now decided that let's not do it on a rotational basis. So, to me, that's changing the rules. And changing the rules is not a good way to operate an organization that requires people to trust each other, people to build confidence. And so really, you know, you need the organizations that have trust amongst the fellow members. And I think that's really the key that I see. And what happened at PIF is that trust was broken.
What role did Australia play in this? Do you believe that Australia played a constructive role, or do you feel betrayed by Australia?
My opinion is I felt that Australia could have played a very pivotal role. As you know, the voting results were 9-8. So depending on what side Australia was on, and it's pretty clear they weren't on our side. So if they really wanted to let the Pacific Island, small islands decide together, they would have stayed out and not voted. But they decided to participate. They participated, and they had the Australians were the ones that were listening to everybody that was voting. In that process, they really knew how it was going to fall. So they had the power of deciding. I'd be making the right choice. But as we all know, it's always been the position of Australia and New Zealand that the North Pacific is, with the United States, you're kind of over there. We stick together in the South. That became clear to me in the meeting last week. It wasn't about, this is the Pacific Brotherhood, let's bring the Pacific together. It was about, we're going to protect our region, and that's what I thought.
Do you believe now that we are essentially going to have a schism across the Pacific with essentially a Pacific Islands Forum for both Polynesian and also Melanesian countries, and a separate entity now, whichever shape that takes, for North Pacific and Micronesian countries?
I don't know how the other Pacific countries feel. I'm just expressing Palau's view, right? And I'm expressing the Micronesian view. We would welcome our Melanesian brothers and anybody else who wants to join us. We would welcome American Samoa, because obviously they've been not allowed to join. And really, I think have an organization that really accepts the whole Pacific instead of I want to accept this group so that I have a majority voting block here. That's what I see. And we cannot operate. If we really want to bring the Pacific together, we should be inclusive. So I think the Pacific Forum needs to really think about inclusiveness if that's really what they want. But the decision that was made was not about inclusiveness. It was really about divisiveness. And that's where what we see. And that's why we've had to take the actions that we've had to.
Do you see a path back at all for your nation at this stage into the Pacific Islands Forum, or do you believe that path for the moment is closed because of the breach of trust, as you see it from last week?
You know, to me, there's only one path forward. That is to put Mr. Zacchaeus in as the Forum Secretariat. He's the most qualified. He's been an ambassador to the UN. The Secretary General's job is to bring the Pacific together. You need a senior diplomat doing that job, not a politician like me, who, as you know, we're not the most diplomatic people when we're politicians, because we're not supposed to be diplomats. So I think if the Pacific Forum wants to stay together, they need to honor their commitment. So maybe our Pacific brothers didn't understand how serious we were, there's always room for change. And there's a simple way to change these things. You can ask our brother Tanya to withdraw. That's a very simple solution to me. Sometimes we all make mistakes. If we correct our mistakes and through, and then we move forward. But if we're on self-interest and protecting regionalism, it's not going to go anywhere.
Palau's President Surungo Whips Jr. speaking there to Stephen Jedgetts. Now, we heard from him there a call for Henry Puna to withdraw from the position of SG. We've got requests to speak with Mr. Puna, who's expected to take up the role in April. Meanwhile, the current chair of the Pacific Islands Forum, Tuvalu's Prime Minister Kosseya Natano, said that in a statement that he remains steadfast behind the decision and that they did uphold their Pacific Way principles and values.